This is Sundays with Bishop Ken. Thanks for sharing some quiet time with the Lord. Today on Sundays with Bishop Ken, our guest, Father Pete Gaspenny from Holy Spirit Parish in Shields, shares today's gospel reading with us, followed by one of Bishop Ken's homilies.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. I don't think we sit back often enough and take in with wonder and awe and enjoyment the truths that God has revealed to us. If we understand these great truths, it changes everything. That's what makes us act differently. That's what causes us to want to follow the way of the Lord. It's because of the way we see things. On this Sunday, we celebrate the Feast of the Trinity. Here's a way of looking at it that you might find helpful. The universe bears the imprint of God, and if you want to get clues as to what God is like, look around at what God created. When we look around at this universe, what do we see? We see multiplicity, variety, beauty, interconnectedness, motion, liveliness, life. That gives us a clue as to what God is like. That's why we speak of God as a trinity of persons. God is not an immobile being looking out with a blank stare. God is all the wonderful beauty of this universe. God is all the wonderful relationships of people who love one another. That's why we teach God as more than a solitary being. God is the Trinity. Did you ever wonder why in the human race everyone has an instinct for family and relationships? It's in our blood. It's in our bones. That's because we're made in the image and likeness of God. And we have it in us to connect with other people, to have relationships, to experience loving and being loved. It's wonderful that you and I are a part of God's own family. We're part of the life of the Trinity. That's all I have to say today. I simply want all of us to appreciate the wonder of the one who created us in the same image and likeness of God, the one whose fingerprints are in the universe. When we appreciate this, then this is a God with whom we want to spend time. This is a God we want to be close to. And this is a God to whom we want to give thanks and enjoy with wonder and awe. We do that in many different ways, but most of all, we do it together when we gather at Eucharist, which is the Greek word for thanksgiving. As we celebrate the Eucharist, keep in mind who is with us. And keep in mind who we hold in our hands at communion. It is the Lord Jesus, who is the sacrament of God's presence, which means it is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Enjoy this God who is so close to you, so much a part of you. Reverence this God. Give thanks to this God.
Thanks for joining us today. If you like this week's reflection, subscribe to listen to this podcast and daily reflections during Advent, Christmas, Lent, and Easter. You can download the Little Books app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. It's a great way to prepare your hearts and minds for each liturgical season. Your subscription will include all three books, plus the Sundays with Bishop Ken podcast episodes, text and audio in English and Spanish. And it helps us to continue to bring you these audio reflections. You can also make a donation to this podcast. And of course, why not tell a friend about this podcast? Sundays with Bishop Ken is produced by Little Books of the Diocese of Saginaw. For more about Little Books and great resources for the whole family, visit littlebooks.org.